Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
No, I'm just got back from
Lifeline.
With them rolling all night long.
That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back that little band from Texas, the little Texas blues there. 17 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Tom Borg is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, president of Tom Borg Consulting. Is that how we find you online, Tom?
That's exactly right, Jim.
Put a .com on the end of that?
Yes, tomborgconsulting.com.
There it is, folks.
Right there.
And you work with people just like the people in my audience, helping them grow their businesses and get out of their own way. And that's one of the things we're going to talk about in this segment, Tom. You know, we get these things in our head. We get these ideas that we fall in love with, our paradigms. You know, Joel Barker describes them as paradigms, the filters through which we see the world, and we make up these rules to fit the paradigm, and you know, oftentimes we're successful with them. In fact, sometimes our paradigms are our strengths until the paradigm shifts. And when the paradigm shifts, Joe Barker says, everything goes back to zero. And if we don't get that, then we've gotten in our own way, don't we?
That's right. That's exactly right. We've got to look at ourselves as being able to be a solution, and to recognize that if what we're doing isn't working, we got to change that, be able to change that type of thing. I think too often what happens is we have a certain mindset. We have an ego, right, Jim? We all have our ego.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes our egos get in the way of doing things in the best possible manner.
Well, especially when we start something that we have so much hope for. It's a can't miss. It makes so much sense. It fits how we think of the world. It's our favorite color. It tastes like we like it to taste. But the world doesn't meet a path to our door for it, and yet we still try to make the world like it. That's an example of getting in our own way, isn't it?
Exactly. And when things are shifting out there, we have to shift with them, just like Joel Barker suggested.
Fast.
When the paradigms change, we've got to be able to change. We just can't go with the same way of doing things, you know, and that's the whole thing. Sometimes what happens too, Jim, just the opposite. We're doing something and it really works well, and then we stop doing it just because we get, I don't know, lazy. Maybe we just don't look at all the details, or we just get a little bit into a groove that seems to take us out of where we were headed to begin with. That's a challenge, I think, oftentimes, where we are successful with what we were doing, but we stop doing what we were doing to get us there.
You've got a technique that you use to help us stay on track. Tell us about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things is I like the old Ben Franklin. He used to have a system for making up his mind on doing things, and that's what we're talking about here.
The Ben Franklin method is flawless. Go ahead.
Exactly. So what it is we take a sheet of paper out, draw a line down the middle. On one side, put down at the top of the column, put down the reasons for continuing to use an idea. Then on the other side of the column, put down the reasons for not using it.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the left, list all the reasons for continuing to do what you were doing that was working. And on the right, put all the reasons why you shouldn't be using it. Now, usually, what's going to happen is one of those columns is going to be longer than the other.
Right.
And that's something that can help us. I'm not saying that's the only way to do it, but that's something that can help us be a little more logical when it comes to making a decision to either move ahead or to.
And when we look at the line, I think I've used this before, Tom, and I have. I go back and I look at the things that I wrote down on either side, and if I write down on the positive side, if there's something in there that's about my ego, then I have to kind of discount that a little bit. And on the other side, if there's something over there about that I'm prejudiced about, you know, I just don't like the way that guy looks. I just don't like that guy or whatever it might be. I've got to take that into consideration, too. And that's back to an example of getting out of your own way, isn't it? Being honest with yourself. To thine own self be true.
Mm-hmm. Well, as we mentioned earlier, our ego is a great thing. It helps us do what we can do to the best of our ability. But it does get in the way, and sometimes that's what we have to check at the door if we're going to really be a good leader, a good business owner, someone that's going to really be creating the kind of results, not just for the customers we're serving, but for the people that work for us as well.
I've got two quotes I want to from two different mentors of mine. One of my mentors told me one time I was having some issues dealing with something, and he said, "Jim, check your position." And what he meant was, look around you and see how much, you know, how things are going. Are you, you know, what's happening around you? And that'll tell you whether you're in the way or whether something else is in the way. And then the other mentor said to me, I was stuck one time and I was trying to decide whether what I wanted to do. And he says, sometimes you have a fighting chance and sometimes you just have a chance to fight.
Yeah.
And that helped me understand, you know, a lot of times I had to ask myself, okay, is this a fighting chance or is my ego gotten to the point where I'm, you know, I just have a chance to fight?
Mm-hmm.
Last thoughts before we go to a break. You got a wise word for us before we take a break.
How about this? The best is yet to come. We just have to do something to make it happen.
Let's turn some problems into opportunities, and we're going to do that after the break. How do we do that? How do we turn problems around? And remember, what I love about being a business owner, whether it's a problem or an opportunity, it belongs to me. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.